I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Shocked friends and family are remembering the 19 hotshot firefighters who died in that Arizona wildfire. Julianne Ashcraft, mother of four, all under 6 years, lost her husband, Andrew. She spoke on the Today Show.
Outside of the love he shared for his family members, hotshot firefighting was his life. And he had his priorities in line, but when he was there, he would tell me, they say jump, and I say how high.
Tony Burris, a trainer at Captain CrossFit, a local gym in Prescott, Arizona, is with us. And Tony, both Julianne and her husband, Andrew, came to your gym. Your thoughts?
It's a tragic loss. I mean, it's hard to sit back and move forward sometimes when you know all the firefighters, for that matter.
Which of the firefighters besides Andrew came in?
We knew six of them pretty well. There was Andrew, there was Travis Carter, Travis Turbefill, they nicknamed him Turbo. There was Dustin DeFord, Clayton, Witted, and Garrett.
Garrett's...
We're all members here, and they trained with us in the off season. And then when they had a break, they'd just stop in and say hi.
We hear these were such elite firefighters. You mentioned Garrett Zuppinger, one of them. Were you aware of that when you were working with them, you know, that this is an elite group?
It definitely showed in their training. I mean, they were definitely the some of the strongest clients we had, some of the fastest in the workouts. But, you know, one really good thing that really stuck out and still sticks out to this day is their camaraderie that they've developed over the years of their training and their profession showed. And even though they would be the first ones done, they were always the ones that would stick around and encourage other people to, you know, help them finish the workouts and that sort of thing.
We are struck by how many were expecting children, had children. These are young children. And we understand Travis Turbefill would come in with his two daughters.
Yeah. That was like one of my most like heartfelt memories of Travis. He just this big guy, ex-Marine, and carrying his two little daughters in both his arms, and you could just see the love shining from them, all of them, you know.
Yeah. So you've just mentioned Travis Turbefill. What about Travis Carter, for instance? Just what would you want someone to know about him?
I know that some of the other guys would always talk about how he was their leader and he was always on the front line with them. He didn't really care about his role or position. He was a guy that was like a true team player. You know, if you were playing football or basketball, like he would be the one that you would want on your team because he just had this very warm heart and very humbled heart.
These were firefighters, but you say they were more, you call them the town soldiers.
Yeah. I think, you know, all soldiers, in my opinion, are heroes, and sometimes we overlook the people that are here with us that are fighting fires or police officers or, you know, ambulance workers, and they're there to protect us. And the battle that they had to go through just kind of reminds me of what soldiers go through and more. You know, they're on the front line and they're there to protect us, and they just got caught. And
yeah.
You know, they work just as hard as soldiers do, and warriors they are.
That's Tony Burris, a trainer at Captain CrossFit in Prescott, Arizona, reflecting on several of the hotshot firefighters who were part of his gym. Tony, thanks so much for speaking with us.
You bet, Robin. Thank you.
Warriors they were. Back in 1 minute, Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.